Thank you for joining us for Community Matters on Mix 105.7. I'm Ellen Jaffe from the Mix Afternoon Show, and today we're going to talk about one of our local treasures, or as one of their Facebook fans calls it, a quote-unquote hidden gem. It's kind of hard to hide a railway and a railway museum, but we are going to bring it into the light right now. I'm very happy to welcome the development director of the Railway Museum of San Angelo, Susana Valenzuela. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks for having me.
I think one of the most important things to let the audience know right now is that you are open for business again after having to close down due to COVID-19.
Yes, we are open. We're open to the public on Saturdays from 10 to 4. We're asking for everyone to follow the social distancing, you know, and just be safe when they're visiting the museum. But we are open and ready for visitors.
And the museum is such a mainstay of San Angelo history, going back to 1909. But it's not just about history. It's a place where families can come and engage together with the model trains and learn about history at the same time. Can you give us some more background?
Absolutely. The Railway Museum, well, actually, it was the Santa Fe Depot at the time in 1910, and San Angelo was built on it. We wouldn't have had our agriculture coming through in the 1920s. There was 5,000 rail cars coming through with cattle, you know, bringing them in and out of San Angelo. Of course, we were the wool capital of the world, so all of the wool from Southwest Texas was coming through there. The oil boom, all of the men that were coming into work during the oil boom came on the trains, and the equipment was transported that way. And of course, during World War II, the Department of War chose San Angelo for an airfield to train the pilots. And from all of that, we got Goodfellow Air Force Base.
Wow.
So imagine San Angelo without, you know, a thriving agriculture and oil business, or without Goodfellow Air Force Base, we'd be a totally different community today than we are right now.
Can't even imagine it. I can't. You know, would be, you know, just a little speck on a map. And instead, you're just a major contributor to Texas economy.
Absolutely. And the fun thing about the museum is you can learn all of, you know, that history. There's historic pictures that people can look at. We have model trains, so that's really engaging for the smaller children. We have a static train display outside, so it's a great place to take pictures. We have seniors, you know, and brides and all kinds of people come and take photos. But not only that, the building itself is a gem because it was the tallest building in San Angelo at the time that it was built. It was a two-story building, and it was the only brick depot at that time, and it was the largest building on the line. So it is a treasure. It's a historic treasure, and it was almost demolished at one time, and the citizens came together and saved the building. So it's just really a neat part of our history, and it's neat to see, you know, how San Angelo was formed, how we became what we are because of it.
Yeah, and, you know, being right downtown on Chadbourne, it's really the center of San Angelo.
Yes, absolutely. We are a part of downtown San Angelo, and so we try to, you know, partner with some of the downtown activities, but it is in a great location, and it's very accessible to the public.
And when you talk about the model train, for anyone who hasn't seen it, this isn't just the kind of model train that, you know, kids play with in the house. This is huge. Describe it for us.
Well, we actually have 5 or 6 displays, and some of them are of different cities. One of them is of San Angelo, and there's actually one on the far end that is a huge display. It's the largest one, you know, that we have. And it's just really cool. It has several model trains on it. You know, it goes under tunnels and over bridges. So it's just really something fun for the kids to see.
I have a feeling the dads kind of like it too. You know, the kid inside.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a really cool event at Christmas time. Santa comes in on the train, and we have families that have been coming, you know, for years. They brought, you know, they came with their dads when they were kids, and now they're bringing their kids. So it's really a cool place to visit.
Yeah. And then you can actually go on trains, you know, full-size trains too, right?
Yes, the static train display outside. We try to encourage people to stay away from the actual tracks because it is a live rail line. So just be very cautious about that. But yes, they can go over to the static train displays and take photos there as well.
How different is a train that's from the 1900s compared to the trains that we take now to travel across country?
Well, it has changed a lot. You know, initially they were steam engines, And so I believe it was like in the 1950s or 60s that it changed, you know, to the electric. So they're not at all the same as they were, you know, back in the day.
And no Wi-Fi service. What's that about?
We wouldn't even know what to do with ourselves.
Yeah, really. But I mean, you have done so many different things. You know, you're a nonprofit. And of course, with having to shut down for COVID-19, that I'm sure took away a significant amount of your income. And yet you continued programming virtually. And I love what you've done. Tell us about both your Rail Tales and Tunes on the Tracks.
Well, we started last year really to, we have a new board. And so we became really active at the end of last year or at the end of 2019. And so we were really disappointed when we had to shut down because we were really starting to see the fruits of our labor happen. But with the shutdown, it hit us pretty hard. But we really wanted to do something to encourage the community. You know, we were all kind of stuck in our homes at the time and it was such a big change for everybody. And so we just wanted to do something to kind of reach out to everybody and give them an outlet, you know, to go on an adventure, even though they were at home. So we started with Rail Tales, and Dr. Linda Bond is our storyteller, and she does a story every week on Mondays at 2 o'clock. And right now we're featuring Thomas the Tank. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and she's so fun. You know, she's very interactive, and so it's just really neat to hear those stories, and I'm very entertained. I video her, and it's very entertaining just watching her there. And then we also started Tunes on the Track, which happens on Fridays, and that is a local musician comes, and it's just them and myself, and I record them, and we have a little impromptu concert, 20 or 30 minutes there at the museum. And finally, we have Art Aboard, which is local artists as well. You know, we'll come in and they do different kinds of art. We've had somebody do a demo for us where they actually painted one of the static trains and it's amazing. And we had somebody do a train painting tutorial. We had an artist do something on mindfulness. And so there's just been a various, you know, amount of activity going on there. But hopefully it's something that, you know, is touching, you know, especially the children. We want for them to have something engaging, you know, to look at while they're at home. So those are some of the programs that we put into place.
I think they're all wonderful. And I have to mention Dr. Bond. She dresses up in these costumes that are like, you know, I guess they go with whatever story she's telling, but they're fabulous. I just, I want them. You know?
Yes, she is a reenactor. And so she is doing time period, dressed in the time period, you know, of the 1800s. Today we did 1920s. So she does various outfits just of the time period that, you know, the trains actually, like when you would have been a passenger on a train.
How amazing. I mean, how lucky you are to have someone who is not only interested and cares about the museum, but happens to also be a reenactor and has the costumes. And you know, she just brings the stories to life. And it takes someone very special to do that. So it's really wonderful.
We're very grateful for her.
Can you take requests for books that you'd like Dr. Bond, if someone has something in mind for Dr. Bond to read?
Absolutely. We've done that before. So yes, if there's anybody that wants to suggest something, we would love that.
Okay. Now, Tunes on the Track, will that ever be something where people can come live, or is you going to keep that strictly virtual?
Definitely. We definitely want to eventually have a live Tunes on the Track. Whenever we're all allowed to come back out in public, it's definitely something that we visited with the artists about and they're on board. So yes, we definitely want to carry that into the future in public, in person.
Now, are you still doing I know you used to do party rentals. Are those available again or are you waiting still for the COVID numbers to change?
No, those are available. You can book anytime. And as you can imagine, our calendar is wide open. So please call us today and book a birthday party. It is a room that you get. So you're not, you know, with other people from the public. You are allowed to have a tour of the museum. You know, of course, we provide tables and chairs and all that good stuff. And we have that available for private parties as well. There's different pricing depending on if you do it during museum hours or if you have a private event.
I've got to think with all of the people who weren't able to have graduation parties this year, that this would be a perfect place to have those parties that you weren't able to do. And who cares if they're a month late, you know?
Exactly.
It's, yeah. So not just birthdays, but there's anniversaries. Anything special planned for 4th of July?
No, we do not have anything special planned for 4th of July. We'll probably be open if that's a Saturday, but other than that, just the normal business hours.
Okay, and it is a Saturday. Can someone plan their own 4th of July as a private party or, after hours or have a special group for 4th of July?
Absolutely.
And come all decked out in red, white, and blue.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, if it's open, we're open to that. We're open to anybody renting. It's a great building. I fell in love with it. I've been on the board for about a year now, but when I toured it for the first time, I was just so in love with the architecture, the time period. We're so fortunate to have this museum in our community. I've researched other museums in Texas, and we by far have the largest, largest one that I've seen so far. Some of them are just one little room. So we're so blessed to have this museum in our community, and the shape that it's in, the way that it's been taken care of is amazing. So I definitely encourage, any type of party to contact us. We would love to try to help them make it special.
Is there a phone number that's best to reach you? Or would you rather people contact you on the website or email?
The easiest way is through the website and or our Facebook page. Those are the easiest ways to get us because we're volunteer based. So we're only open on Saturday. So the quickest way to get a response is to send us a message through Facebook or through the website.
Okay. And Facebook is at Railway Museum of San Angelo.
Right.
And the website is
sanangelorailway.org.
Okay. And then the email is info.railwaymuseum@gmail.com. So I love the idea of doing private parties there. And we're super excited at Mix 105.7 because we're kicking off a special summer promotion for those who are not quite ready to, it's kind of ironic, you're not ready to travel, but we want to send you to the Railway Museum. And whether you're planning to travel or not, getting to know a part of San Angelo's history and really, live San Angelo from the beginning, we're going to have opportunities for you to win family 4-packs of tickets to take the kids, take the family to the Railway Museum of San Angelo. And that's also going to include a 10% discount on the gift shop. And I can just imagine the kind of goodies that the kids are like, their eyes are going to light up.
They are. We have some really neat train memorabilia in there. So yeah, definitely bring your pocketbook.
Okay. And if someone is interested in joining the board or becoming an official San Angeloki member, how would you like them to reach out?
Definitely through the website and Facebook as well. We would love to have anybody who's interested in coming and volunteering on Saturdays. If somebody has a passion about the railroad history, we would love to visit with them.
Okay, wonderful. We're so excited to be helping you, to be working with you and bringing people to the Railway Museum of San Angelo. It truly is no longer hidden, but a gem in the community. Once again, the Facebook page is at Railway Museum of San Angelo, and that's where you find all the virtual programming. You'll find any upcoming events, and of course, you can message if you want to book parties and that sort of thing. Probably the easiest way to go. Any final comments that you want to tell our listeners?
Just come discover the Railway Museum and take a step into history and see what the amazing things that are that happened to create this wonderful community that we live in. And just so grateful to you guys for helping us get the word out. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. Susana Valenzuela, Development Director for the Railway Museum of San Angelo. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.